I wanted to talk to you about Mary and Martha's relationship. Have you ever wondered which sister you are? They were longtime friends of Christ and great supporters of his ministry. I chose to speak about this because I'm human. And I think you guys are too. And we all do some of the same kinds of things that they do, or did. So hear the gospel from the story of Luke. Wait a minute, try that again. Hear their story from the gospel of Luke. As they were traveling along, Jesus went into a village. A woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister, Mary. Mary sat at the Lord's feet and listened to him talk. But Martha was upset about all the work she had to do. So she asked the Lord, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me behind to do all the work by myself? Tell her to help me." The Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you worry and fuss about a lot of things. There is only one thing you need. Mary has made the right choice, and that one thing will not be taken away from her." May God bless the reading of his word. Will you pray with me? Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts bring clarity to the Martha-ness and Mary-ness of our lives. Amen. Back in the spring, Pastor Phil started asking for volunteers to speak about our Bible hero during the summer. A seed was planted in my mind that maybe I want to do this. I still think I'm crazy. By chance, Presbyterian Women, or PW, circle line N is Rachel, had just met and had discussed Mary and Martha stories. Most of us wanted to be a Mary. Yet, I feel like I'm more like Martha. But in my mind, I ask myself, is Martha my hero? Yet, I also feel like, Mary, is she my hero? In June, I was told that I have to have cataracts, that I have cataracts. Well, I had cataracts now. And that I should have surgery on them very soon. I had planned quite a few vacations, short ones, and still had to find a doctor that I wanted to have to do the surgery. So I asked the Lord if he really wanted me to do this, I would need to be at the end of June. Let me say a story again. So I asked the Lord if he really wanted me to do this sermon, I would need to be at the end of August. With that, I went and talked to Phil, and he told me there was only one date left, September 2nd. Well, that was definitely at the end of August, so the Lord had his way. This made Phil very happy, and we both thought Pastor Bill would be happy too, because now all the summer series dates were filled. And Bill hadn't yet come back from his sabbatical. Now we skip forward to not so long ago, as I was preparing for this sermon. I would look at my days and find myself going towards my Martha mode many times. Oh, I have so much to do! And what about that task? And why do I have to do this? And for heaven's sakes, why did I say I would do this? With all these fears swirling around in my head and my inner turmoil was very acute, I found myself getting very angry. But at who? Me. Believe me, I can go down that Martha road. I get into my head instead of listening to my heart where I am connected with God. I knew that the Lord wanted me to do this, and I had made it so I would be able to have the date that I needed. Yet I was torn by the busy Martha work I had on my plate. I heard the Lord say, come from your heart. Okay, I can do that. So I really looked at this passage again. I could see many places I admire Martha. For example, she spoke up to the Lord. I don't know if I could do that. In the past, I would typically keep my mouth shut and start seething inside instead of sharing what is on my heart to the Lord. Now, hopefully, I won't do that as much. We'll see. Keeping the anger inside prevents us from hearing what Jesus says. This is how we get disconnected from Jesus. For me, my anger keeps me in the space where my mind makes up horrible stories about whatever situation I'm dealing with, instead of recognizing that people are just being themselves. I have made them into some terrible, exaggerated villain, and it's all their fault. I've always believed that I'm more like Martha and felt good about it. I like to have people over. I like to feed them food. I like to keep everybody happy and do whatever needs to be done. For example, my husband's 60th birthday party. It took my daughter, Kim, and I months of details in doing multiple tasks outside of our normal plans. So this was so Bob would not know what we were doing. This was my Martha mode. On the day of the party, we just relaxed and just enjoyed the party. This was so like Mary. Yay. Let me get personal with you for a moment, shall we? If Jesus showed up at your front door, would you sit down like Mary and just listen? I had to really think about that. I'd probably be like Martha and go, what about this and what about that? But I always hope I would be like Mary. Then I would look deeper, and I'm still not sure how I would be. I'd want my house to be a place of harmony and peace, and I'm sure that Martha wanted this too. Yet her state of anger and her dismay, in these verses makes it clear that in her heart she was far from peaceful. To sit and listen to God for me comes from my heart and not from my constant head chatter, which can chatter way too much, by the way. In these verses, Mary doesn't say one word. So why do I admire Mary? Well, I strive to be just like her and sit at the Lord's feet. So how does she do that? What makes her different? From the Bible, I know that Jesus prays and meditates to connect with the Lord. There are four passages in the Gospel of Luke alone that comes to mind. With Luke 3:21, when the people were baptized by John, Jesus too was baptized. While he was praying, heaven opened. Luke 9:18, once when Jesus was praying privately and his disciples were with him, he asked them, "Who do people say I am?" In Luke 9:29, while Jesus was praying on Mount Transfiguration, the appearance of his face changed and his clothes became dazzling white. In Luke 11:1, once Jesus was praying in a certain place, when he stopped praying, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples." Maybe Mary prayed and meditated prior to Jesus' arrival. I guess I'm both Mary and Martha. And you probably are too in some ways. As we go through our daily lives, we need to be aware of when we go to our Martha mode or find us in our Mary mode. And to make these parts work together in harmony and peace, we need to ensure that both are connected to Christ. There are many places in the Bible that tell us we are to look into the Lord and connect with them. The main purpose of our lives is to connect. The main purpose of our life is our connection and our relationship with God. The scripture I turn to most often, just the most, really, in this case, I like to look it up. It's Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade as your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and your going, both now and forevermore. And Pastor Bill gave me a great analogy for verses 5 and 6. Think about a time when you've been driving down the road and get blinded by the sun. Don't you put your visor down for shade? The busyness of life often blinds us, as it blinded Martha to what was important. Jesus, as reflected by Mary's action, is our sun visor. He shades our eyes from the intensity of light so we can spiritually see where we are going. Isn't this a wonderful promise that Psalm gives us? I think so. Mary's actions at this party reflect this beautifully. Yet, Martha's work has to be done for everyone to eat and have room for the Lord to speak. We need our Marthaness. It prepares us for God. It sets the stage for Christ to speak. And it welcomes others to join peacefully like Mary to do the same. Amen. Thank you.